States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
I would like to add one more item to the agenda. Where do you like to put it?
I'd like to, this will leave it quiet on the end. You can add that off the end. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as it is now?
Move it.
Second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? We've moved item number 3, public participation. 15 minutes limited to this agenda's items only. Anybody would like to say anything?
I'd like to know, Mr. Tavey's a great man. I love Mr. Tavey. He's a good guy. But my question is the qualifications as acting superintendent. I understand the acting part. What's going to happen now with the superintendent? Are we going to find a new one? And what's the deal with that?
We're not at that point yet.
Okay.
Right now she's out on administrative leave.
So we don't know how long the administrative leave is for?
No, not at this juncture.
Is that her choice or your choice?
It's a personnel issue. We can't discuss it right now. So
okay.
It's not on the agenda.
So how about the qualifications? Experience, how long he's done it for? Just curious. I mean, we have a lot of changes in the school. I just want to...
Okay.
I know my kids don't go here, but I care about the school.
Well, it's fine. He's been an administrator for many years, so... I'll let him speak on that. Would you like to speak on that?
Sure.
He'd like to speak on that.
Good. I've been an administrator for 15 years now. I have a school district administrator license from New York State to be a superintendent, assistant superintendent, director level position as well. In addition to the certification that I hold, I also recently completed the superintendent development program, which is a program that is run through New York State to prepare future superintendents. So I have completed that program as well.
Do they usually have an internship for you to work with somebody before you get going, or is it usually you have all the certifications, you just jump right in? I don't know, that's what I'm asking.
It's usually not the case to have an internship.
Okay.
Because usually superintendents are acting administrators, so they don't have an internship where they would leave their administrative position to do an internship as a superintendent.
Cool, thank you.
Anybody else have anything they'd like to...
It was just one question, and I didn't see it in the agenda, and it's probably in the work. Who then is going to be the high school principal?
He is assuming that role at this juncture at the same time.
Okay, thank you.
So with all the things going, again, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but with all the things going on, we close the school, we're packing everybody into one school, okay? And we got a lot of changes, a lot of new teachers and things.
We're moving everybody into one school. I wouldn't say packing. Right now...
You're packing.
But anyway, that's not my question. My question, Mr. Tavey, I respect you. If and anybody, I respect you. I just think it's a lot for one person to throw it all on him. And to be fair, most schools have a superintendent and a principal. And with all these changes and all these new teachers, I mean, the poor guy needs to sleep at night.
Well, we have a very strong administrative team right now. So, you know, what they, right now, that's how it's going right now.
Again, with due respect, you had teachers stand up at a meeting, okay? You had the high school teachers stand up, you had the elementary teachers stand up. You're lacking a principal in Scott, who everybody respected and didn't want moved around. Then you got Mr. Tavey, who they didn't want moved around. And then you say you have a strong administration. I just question that due to the fact that everybody got up and basically begged to keep them where they were. And now you're lacking two people. Yeah, Mr. Tavey's doing both jobs. Again, I respect you for that. It's great. But it just seems like a lot.
I'd like to answer that because it was a different scenario at that time also. Understand it was different. It was that building was staying open at the time. There was a lot of, it was a different
No, it
situation.
Wasn't. It was closing during that. Mm-hmm. It was closing during that whole thing. That when that all got presented, the building was closing. It wasn't staying open. So I'm just... You don't have to have an answer. I'm just questioning the thought process of one person doing both those jobs. And you say you have a strong administration, but yet you're lacking basically two positions within that administration starting the new year off. If I was a parent, I would be concerned. That's all I'm saying.
You are concerned. Yep. There's positions to be filled here possibly in the future.
Just to speak for a second, huh? We have an unfortunate situation we can't discuss. It's a personnel matter, which we can't get into the specifics of that. Right now, we have Mr. Tavey, who very graciously has stepped in, and is very qualified to do what he's doing. And I appreciate every second of the extra work he's doing right now. We have an administrative team that, early on in my position being here, I respect a lot to see the teamwork and the vision they have for the schools moving forward. We have been actively interviewing for an assistant principal at the elementary level. Hopefully we're going to expedite that process and get somebody on board soon that can help at that level, because we do need help getting that plan moving forward, going forward. But there are things that we can't talk about here, which you need to respect, that moving forward we're going to have to just wait to see how things resolve.
I ultimately understand that you can't discuss that. Totally understand. Personnel. But again, starting off, again, you know, Mr. Carr always said this, and I take it to heart. We need to find a hero around here that can take it. Maybe Mr. Tavey's the hero, but I just think you're throwing a lot on our hero, or could be our hero in years to come. I just think it's a lot. And as parents, I'd be concerned at the high school level. That's
Dean,
all.
Dean, I'd like you also to look at the agenda. And
yeah, I read the agenda.
Look at item W that we are possibly appointing today. So.
And just one other thing on that is, has the board, or maybe the board is considering looking at getting someone to assist Mr. Tavey as far as the Common Core and evaluation requirements, because that's the biggest part of the position that going forward, considering the school's focus status, has to be examined as well.
These are all things that we're taking very seriously and actively pursuing.
Just the two things I would add to that is, the fact that it's the summer lends itself to some different different environment in the buildings, and I'd like to just point out and thank Mr. Farrell and Mr. Ward. You know, they are both, you know, it's, there is a lot between the two, between the district office and the high school, and Mr. Ward and Mr. Farrell really stepped up to help tremendously in the high school and the middle school to make sure that in my absence up here that things are still moving forward and we are still preparing for a very smooth and successful start to the school year.
Any other public participation? Okay. I'd like to move forward to item number 4, to approve the minutes from July 1st and July 10th. I'd like to move A through B. Any other motion to move A through B?
Yes,
second? All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? So moved. Number 5, personnel items. We have item personnel items A through X. We have quite a bit of personnel items going on at this time. There.
I'd like to make a motion to table item W until after executive session.
Can I get a motion to table item W until after executive session? Can I get a second?
I'll second.
In favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? So moved. Just take time to review that. I don't need to establish that you've seen it.
Can you please speak louder? We can't hear you in the back.
I asked if there were any changes made to the agenda for tonight in this section. And I was told yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything with an asterisk is there in the agenda?
Thank you.
Give Mr. Burns one more minute, okay? Okay. Can I get a motion to move items A through B? All in favor?
Aye.
And can I get a motion to move X? Nays? Abstentions? Can I get a motion to move item X? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? So moved. Item number 6, business items. Okay. Can I get a motion to move items A through G?
I'll move it there.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? So moved. Board of Education items, items A through F. Can I get a motion to move those items? We have item G here also, that was the last item added on.
What was item G?
I'm going to read what item G is. Item G is a letter from Mr. Robert Fidwell, and he's stating that he'd like to resign. He says, "The rhetoric and subsequent actions of the majority of this board in recent days has left me deeply frustrated and disappointed, and I feel I cannot continue to serve in good conscience. Therefore, I, Robert Criswell, do hereby submit my resignation from the Kara Dorn Board of Education, effective immediately." And that's why he left the forum.
So because you guys are so unstable, now you guys even have board members leaving. This district is the most unstable district I've ever laid my eyes on. And my kids have been in quite a few schools. I mean, my son had Miss Maroney as a teacher. I don't even know who his teacher is, and we're almost at the end of the month.
We have no idea where they're going to, you know, what's going to be done at all.
I'm sorry, and that should be out on the 15th for all classroom assignments. Okay. Can I get a motion to move those items?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any no's? Nays?
Yes.
Yes. Any nays? Abstentions?
Yes, we have.
So moved. I did. I guess you said yes. Okay. Any yeses?
Yes. Yes.
No's? Abstentions? So moved. Superintendent's items? Mr. Davis?
The only item I have on here is the National New York State School Board Association Student Achievement Institute. Each month, the School Board Association makes recommendations for including different items on board agendas, and this month's item is the Student Achievement Institute. So I don't know if there's anything that the board would like to talk about surrounding that.
Yeah, I just need to find, there was a series of questions that to me seem to make a lot of sense and guidance. This is at the bottom of this document, questions for school districts to consider. Some additional questions for schools, districts, and board members to consider when thinking about professional development. So this is all in the context of PD. And the first bulleted question is, what existing professional development does the district provide? I think that's an excellent framework question. The second bulleted question says, does the district's current professional development programming align with research about teaching learning? And I think that's stuff that's coming out of the DCIP, District Comprehensive Improvement Plan, as well as the diagnostic tool for school and district effectiveness.
Yes.
So I think all those questions, but just highlighting those first two questions, would go a long way in allowing the district to start with its vision, building mission statements, and then using those tenets or goals there to at least further enhance the professional development opportunities.
And, we discussed at the last workshop that we were going to have a workshop to work on that. The end of this month, the beginning of September. Beginning of September.
Working specifically on?
On the goals.
District goals.
District goals.
Separate from board goals.
That's correct.
But hopefully connected.
Do you want to discuss the Padafi items?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions on those questions there? For
One thing I would just point out is that using the data from our focus review along with our building self-reviews, that is all used to help to guide our professional development planning. And that goes into the plan that we have for the 14-15 school year. It's not on here as far as the superintendent, but I do want to point out that Mr. Infantino and myself last Wednesday attended a an incubator business program at RPI, which highlights different incubator businesses that are looking for partnerships. Some of those partnerships exist with schools. SCODAC, Central School District, is one of the schools in our region that has successfully implemented an incubator business model. The way it works is that incubator businesses come into the school and they work with providing opportunities for students. Students get hands-on experience working with businesses. The businesses benefit because they're getting the space and the assistance of the resources that a school district has, as well as the, you know, the opportunities that they can interact with students. It really has worked out very well for SCODAC. It's something that I think we should continue to explore as a way to utilize the space that we have in the district, specifically in the Durham building. There is an additional opportunity at the end of this month for us to actually go and visit SCODAC Central School District to see actually their model in place. And I'd like to invite board members to attend as well. That is on the date has not been finalized, but it is the 26th or 27th of August. So I think that's something we should try to attend. It is in the lunchtime area. That's the only, you know, specifics I have at this point.
Anthony, is there any room in that topic there for service learning?
Absolutely.
How much overlap do you see, and, you know, where on the district's agenda do you see service learning become a valid option for students?
Well, I think, you know, using the example of this last Wednesday, one of the businesses that was, or one of the startup businesses that was presenting was, I think there was some very clear connection between service learning and what they were trying to accomplish. They were looking at ways to get out for, so it was basically a company that would partner with businesses to provide
coupons
for different, you know, different fundraising activities, different non-for-profits. So when we think about service learning, you know, providing opportunities for our students to get out into the community and actually do things for our community, I think there absolutely are connections that we can make there.
But just making it clear that community service is different than service learning.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's a very important academic distinction.
I agree with that. What I was trying to say is that the opportunities to do service learning projects, to do projects that would benefit our community, I think that's where I kind of make the connection.
And there needs to be an academic connection to that students are providing.
There was one of the businesses was regenerating batteries, and they have a space inside the SCODAC. It's an incubator business, and what would happen is the students would sign up for internships, and during their free periods they would be transported to that space, which is within the school district, and they would it would be learning based there. So that was very interesting. It's definitely something that is right on the forefront of what we really need to approach. We have space. We have the Durham building. We need to put programs in there that benefit our students and our community as a whole. So I would hope that the next meeting we have our a workshop for committees. So you can see what the new committees are, and I would hope that members of the community, the staff, the board, all sign up for those committees, and we discuss the future options. Because one thing that is discussed is right now we're in a good position. We have space. We need to use it to benefit our students to the best we can. Okay. Item number 9, public participation, 15 minutes.
Couple things. The agenda came out online with a lot of TBDs.
Yeah.
Just the way it looks, at least the way I look at it, takes transparency away. Doesn't look good. I'd like to know where the building funds are coming from. Is that all Excel funds in section business items A 1 through 4?
I'm going to put that to the check. A lot of stuff was done before.
This is the final $900,000 that we have to spend from the 2008 referendum in our Excel project.
So all the money's gone now?
That'll be the culmination of the project, yes.
All right, question for you. Do we have in our budget $250,000 for the next 3 years that we could just throw away every year?
No.
Okay.
Mr. O'Connell?
Can I respond to the transparency question?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
I just want to respond to your first question regarding the transparency and the TBD items on here.
Yeah.
This is a unique agenda because of the number of personnel items that were on here. This also represents our last meeting that still provides the new hires the opportunity to provide their present districts 30 days notice so that they would be in front of our students on day one of school.
Okay.
I feel it's very important that we stabilize that and that we have for our community class lists, who their child's teacher is going to be, and that's why this agenda is so jam-packed with all the teachers that are on here. Mr. Baumgartner, or Dr. Baumgartner, his team have done quite a few interviews over the past 2 weeks, and they've done a phenomenal job, and I'm very excited about the candidates that we have that are going to be in our classrooms this year. But that's why this agenda, this is a unique agenda. I understand that, and I will make every effort to make sure that our agendas going forward are prepared well in advance.
Thank you.
Okay.
The question I have is I understand the Mary Fassett thing you can't talk about, but I want to understand what the potential loss of this district could be. Would there be a possibility that we have to pay her for the next 3.5 years, not just salary, but benefits and time off, which I'm looking around 200 grand a year. You just said we didn't have the money, so I'm wondering if it comes down and we have to pay her, where's that money coming from? Is it coming from us taxpayers? Because if that's the case, then you're taking away from us. Mr. Warner, you were so adamant about closing the Durham building because, you know, the taxpayers and the concern for the taxes and all that. I'm wondering, I'm a taxpayer now.
That was a small piece of mine.
Well, and you said it a few times, so it wasn't that small.
Dean, in all honesty, I hear where you're going with this, and I just think you're just getting way ahead of yourself.
I'm not getting way ahead of myself because it's $200,000. I'm still irritated we closed the school for $58,000.
Really?
And you're telling us it could be $200,000. That's the reality here. That's a tax increase. We just had a tax increase of 1.9%. That I don't think I'm getting way ahead of myself. It's a concern we have as a community. I think it's a good, valid concern. First thing I saw was, you let her go in a week and a half after you're aboard, and I understand she may have done something, whatever, nobody knows, but the way I'm looking at it is the lady was in a spot for a year that she didn't make the spot. She tried to deal with the spot, and I'm not saying I'm the biggest Mary Fassett fan, because as you know, I'm not, but she was a superintendent, she's capable, and yet, you know, we might be throwing her to the wind where we're going to have to pay for it each year. That's a concern I have. And that's a concern people had when they shut the school down, that it was going to cost us more taxpaying money. Am I the only one with that concern?
No, not at all.
Right there.
So,
100%.
I think it's a concern that the community would like to know. Is there a possibility that we may have to pay her for 3.5 years, roughly 200 grand a year with benefits? I mean, I think it's a good question because, again, where's that money coming from? And then you're talking about, you know, you need a building project every year, so that's another tax increase. So I think it's just looking at the future. Let me get straight to the point. The point is, do I stay here as a family or do I leave? That's the point. That's where a lot of, I think, community members are at when it comes to school. And I'm hoping you guys step up to the plate and do the right thing here, but a lot of people are at that point right now. And I think we're just looking for answers.
It's a situation, Dean, right now we can't discuss.
I understand it.
You have put the scenarios out there. We cannot deny, we cannot affirm any of that stuff until the process takes its course. Administrative leave is strictly that. She continues to be paid at the salary she makes right now. An active investigation is in the process. We're not going to compromise that by discussing any part of that tonight. I do truly appreciate your question, but it's not a point where we can right now discuss that. It just isn't right now. We can't.
I'd also like to know the, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Robert Criswell for being a board member for many, many years. He's put up with my debates with him for many, many years, and he's been right many, many times. I would like to thank him for his service. I think he deserves that. Somebody should write the guy a letter, send him a plaque or something. But I'd like to know what the process is for now, new board member.
That's something we'll definitely have to discuss.
I don't know.
There's several different options. Okay.
One more. I'm sorry. I just had them written down. The test grades have come out. They put them out early. The state test grades. When are we going to have them?
Yeah, that's a good
the
question.
Raw scores have come out, not the scale scores.
We don't have
them. So when do we see those?
Those haven't been released yet.
When are they getting released?
Yeah. It's unknown at this point. The state hasn't released them yet.
Thank you.
The only scores that have come out are the raw scores.
Mr. O'Connell.
On the light of tonight's resignation, is the board planning on replacing Mr. Criswell? And if yes, what is the procedure that is going to take place to do that?
I think by school law, there's a couple different choices, so we have to discuss that.
We can't hear you. You're mumbling.
There's a couple different choices that we have to discuss, and I'm not well versed on them, so we definitely have to discuss that. Hi, Nancy. Oh, Janet, I'm sorry.
Janet, quick question. Any chance of us moving back to the library or to the cafeteria or the auditorium for these meetings? Because this room really isn't.
Well, they're putting new tables in there, so the auditorium is definitely an option.
Yeah, okay.
I was just curious if there's a reason why we had to be here, if we could go back to the cafeteria or to the auditorium where there's more room where we could all see and hear better what was going on.
And I replied that the middle school isn't going to be an option because of the new tables that are going in there, but the auditorium is definitely an option.
I just want to say thank you. Opposed to what Dean had said, I'm grateful we have someone in-house with their superintendent's certification and someone that knows our district, especially in the time we're in right now. So thank you for that choice, and thank you, Anthony.
I want to go on record saying I didn't oppose it. I was just asking the question.
Ma'am.
What is the business items? I'm sorry, I haven't been keeping up with the school building items about the reconstruction construction plan. Just rehabilitation.
The contract for general construction is really the best.
Really, what could cost that?
Hi, can I have you?
Oh, you want me to? I'll just read what was scheduled, I guess.
You just let the room know who you are. And
oh, yes. All right. I'm Todd Vogel from Mosaic Associates. The architect, I don't know how long we've been with the district, but we've been with the district through this whole referendum that started in 2008, so this should, as Mr. Murillo had stated, should pretty much use up the rest of the money. What is happening in this is the Durham Elementary School, there's a lot of the stuff that was going to happen, and that was taken out once the decision was made, but there is some masonry, repointing of brick, and things like that that try to keep the building weather tight and not any more falling apart as it may have been. So that's the only thing that's happening at that school. At what is currently, I think, still called the intermediate school, scheduled to be renamed in Carroll, there is also brick repointing to be done. There is repair of paint and plaster in the old gymnasium, along with lighting in that gymnasium, lighting in the multi-purpose room also. And with what you have in your business items here, there's also the alternate to do the lighting in the all-purpose, I think that's the name of it, the all-purpose room. So lighting in all three of the kind of gym areas. Installing window film. You have a lot of wire glass in your buildings that doesn't actually meet impact requirements of buildings. So if somebody were to break it, it would not hold together as tempered glass does. Tempered glass kind of crashes and it spiders out and kind of stays still in the in a panel. The film that's going to be put on, if something, somebody, something would to break a window, it would still stay in its pane of glass inside the frame. So that's a safety issue. There also at the intermediate school is a on the board office part of the building. There's a new gutter going to be installed to get the water from running down the side of the building and damaging that building more and more. There are couplings and valves in the crawl spaces at the intermediate school on the domestic hot water and cold water that are also going to be replaced. Upgrade of some electrical panels, providing a new sign out of the road for the school. And reconstruction, adding a little more parking to the parking lot area, and also redoing a little bit of the drive that goes back to where the bus parking is. Here at the high school, they're going to modify the emergency power system to be able to provide power to the kitchen if the power were to go out. Also here, install window film on wire glass, both high school and middle school. They're going to, this commission water pump control panels. What else? Replace a water tank, pressure tank, and valves, and provide ventilation in the weight room, which currently is not adequate. Also an electronic sign. These signs also have LED capacity to kind of say there's a sporting event tonight and it can be changed from the building instead of someone going down and putting all the letters on. And also some reconstruction of the parking lot out here, the parts that are cracking and damaged. So that's pretty much what's involved in this project. Yes. Yep.
Oh, I'm just glad that like you're not adding on to Carroll School.
No.
No.
That was an item when it was still open, adding storage under the kitchen.
Okay. You know what I'm saying. You don't like close the school and then add on to another school.
Yeah, the only thing that's happening in that school is trying to keep it watertight. So while everybody here is in the deciding states of what's going to happen with it, it should help it last longer in the long run.
I just have one last thing. I am an alumni of this school, and I had a great education here, and some of my educators are here, so I'll have to tell them an opportunity so they did a great job. And I offer a challenge to the educators now because I'm not hearing such positive. I don't want to be bad news, but I'm not really hearing a lot of positive things about the school district in the community. Nope. I'm not saying who or what, or you know, there's always somebody who's got a grip on something, but I like to hear better. That's what I'm saying. I'm just helping out a challenge. I'm sure there's great educators now, and I'll offer challenges to say something that we can feel like proud of.
Thank you.
Somebody's back up.
I have a question about the incubator and the business model that you were talking about before. You had said it's going to be an internship. Would they be getting stipends? DOL just came out with something, a new ruling about internships. I'm not sure if that's college or high school. Do you have all those details yet or no?
For the
thing that Skodak is doing that you're thinking about for Durham Elementary?
As far as I'm concerned, there are no stipends.
No, they work out providing space office space and what the incubator business is required to provide to the students is the educational based stuff that they can come in and be involved in. And then they can also give back to the school district. So they wouldn't be getting compensated for it. They
get space. Well, that's my point. Department of Labor just came out with something that says that internships is something that they're looking at, mm-hmm. because you can't have a student work for a business in an internship without getting paid.
Okay.
So that's a new ruling that you really should look into. And the other question I have is if the money that this gentleman just talked about that was taken out of Durham Elementary, how can we then use the school as an incubator if the improvements weren't done? And specifically about the parking lot. If you're not redoing the parking lot, how can you use it for another purpose like that that's going to have traffic in and out of it?
Well, the parking lot, to my knowledge, is going to be reconstructed and made larger. And right now, it just doesn't have to be made larger at this juncture.
No, she's talking about Durham.
I'm talking about Durham.
The Durham building. Durham building. It was something that was needed. I remember discussion, this is before I came on the board, that it was something that was needed for the building, and it was even brought up in this diversity report that those things should be done to that facility. The reason the large kitchen area was taken off was because at this juncture the large kitchen wasn't needed. So the work on the parking lot definitely has to be addressed. So that's definitely something we're going to have to look at. And we are looking to do future buildings projects. So that can be all taken care of here in the future. So that's definitely something when the committee's put together. As a school district, we definitely need to look at that.
Okay, and the other thing is, in light of the obesity epidemic that we have in the United States and how New York State is adamant about dealing with this, we're taking away green space. So that becomes an issue that you're going to have to deal with in gym class and recess if you're going to expand the parking lot in Cairo. It's counterindicated for what the state is trying to do with obesity. So just a thought, you might want to deal with, you know, where you're going to have the kids run around.
Yeah, there ain't much room to run there. Like there is at Durham.
Just 30 acres that go down. So.
Dave, can you give us an update of the improvements that have been made at the Cairo School? I know, weren't they dealing with some asbestos and things like that? Is that all done now?
Well, Kevin Lawton is here, so he can speak on what projects are going on underway right now. He's just
going to
come off and speak on
that
real quick.
I'm just wondering, out of the things that needed to be done at the Cairo School, are they all done? Because what this makes it look like, again, from reading it online, is none of the stuff has been done. I'm sure it has been. So can you give us an update of the things that have been done at the Cairo School to make parents feel confident when they send their kids there the first day that it's good to go?
A lot of asbestos floor tiles have been there for years. There's still some, but it's in good condition still, which is something we wanted to add in later projects, so we actually remove all the asbestos floor tiles and get that taken care of. This project actually is going on in the front phase and fixing the piping and valves. You can't isolate a lot of stuff now. The valves are rusted. There's actually dissimilar metals in the piping, so they're starting to corrode and getting dripping.
Now, is all this going to be taken care of before September 6th when our children have to go back to school?
It'll be in progress.
It'll be in progress? It's not going to be taken care of?
So you'll be playing with asbestos?
So our children are going to be in an asbestos building, is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's what he's saying.
There's going to be a new entrance in the cafeteria. Make it easy to put in the cafeteria right down there. We redid the gym floor, put the gym floor in there. We redid all the stage curtains and stage lighting in two areas. Nothing really can be done that.
Have you had to do any construction at all, or
no?
Okay, cool.
We did some some electrical updates. There's a lot of panel issues over the years. You know, people that weren't necessarily qualified might have added something in there, and they found them as we went through, so we're getting all that corrected. Sort of things up to code the way it needs to be. The majority of the work in the Excel project went to the high school. Some to Arrow, some to Durham, but mostly Durham.
And that's pretty much the stuff we've been talking about for the past year, and it's on this list.
Yep. And the base will be done before they get here, yes.
And what none will be taking place, certain vacations or anything like that?
No.
I'd like to move on to item number 10, executive session. Is there a motion to take a seat?
Before we do that, I just wanted to ask the all of our new teachers who are in the audience to please stand so we can recognize all of you.
Welcome. So item 10 is the executive session. Discusses intent to employ in history of particular individuals or potential appointments, appointing discipline of particular persons, and discuss issues pertaining to negotiations pursuant to Article 14 of the Civil Service Law with the CDTA. Can I get a motion? We are expecting to take action after this possible action.
You are?
Yes. Yeah, can I get a motion?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any noes? Any abstentions? So moved.
I'd like to call the meeting back to order. I would like to revisit item number 5, personnel items. Can I get a motion to pass personnel item W?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? So moved.
I'd like to congratulate Mrs. Collin.
Hi.
Julie Sullivan is the new assistant principal.
Do you have a statement you want to make?
No. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited that you're here.
Thank you. Well,
thank you very much. Okay, I'd like to make a motion to move back into executive session. There'll be no action taken after this. Can I get a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
May I have a question before you guys go? This is a point of formality. Who was appointed the board clerk since your board clerk left?
Mr. Tate. No, I don't know.
The district clerk?
No, it isn't. You're tomorrow. I mean, for now, taking the minutes in the moment.
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, Mr. Tate.
Yeah, they are. They point, yeah.
Mr. Tate. The motion was, and we seconded? I got that.
Pardon?
I have the second.
He's keeping notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's supposed to be a point of order that somebody is appointed.
I'm sorry, I thought we did that before we left.
I know. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
It's sort of informational.
Awesome.
May I say something? I've listened to everybody tonight and other board meetings, and I want to thank each and every one of you. I know you've taken on a really big responsibility, and I want to thank you for doing it.